about you. Well, I didn't. Welcome to Feeling Bossy 3, the joys of toys for boys. Ready to be my toy again, babe? I'm going to be more demanding today, and I expect you to be obedient and compliant. If you're not in an obedient frame of mind, you can leave now. Still here? That's good then. That pleases me. Few things for you to remember. This is about my pleasure, boy, not yours. If you don't like my instructions, you may leave at any time. But if you stay, you're mine, and you will do exactly what I tell you to do. Now, this time, we're going to be playing with an anal toy. If you don't have one available, I suggest you listen to Feeling Bossy Part 1 or Part 2. Be a good boy. Put this audio on pause and go out and get a nice dildo to fuck yourself with for me. I'll leave the size of your toy up to you, but I want it to be a bit of a challenge for you. But doable. Don't want you getting cold feet on me because your toy is too big for a beginner. If you have some other sort of toy already available that's stiff and can be used to fuck yourself, feel free to use that instead. If you need supplies, ask at your friendly neighborhood sex shop, and they should be able to advise you on a good starter dildo. Don't give me that shocked look. Yes, I expect you to talk to the clerk to make sure you get the proper size if you can't figure out which to choose for yourself. If you're buying your first dildo for ass play, keep in mind that it's a good idea to get one that widens at the base. They have dildos designed especially for men that are lovely. The man rammer or man handler are both nicely designed and have handles which make them easy to use. Doesn't that sound nice? Grab your toy and plenty of lube and some tissues, and you're ready to play. If you are ready, you know the drill. Get naked. Once you're naked, I want you laying on your back, nice and relaxed. Get your hands away from your cock, boy. You have to earn the right to touch your cock, and you will do it only when I tell you to. For now, open your lube, put some on your finger. I want you to prep yourself a bit before I have you start fucking yourself with your toy. Slide your slippery finger all over your hole and slide one finger gently inside. Should slide easily, and if it doesn't, it means you need more lube or you need to relax your ass. Don't tense up. If you want to please me, this is the way to do it, boy. So take deep breaths. Add more lube if you need to, and slide that finger in gently. If you're having trouble getting it inserted all the way, use small fucking motions back and forth to loosen up your ass. There are a few things that I find sexier than a man willing to fuck his ass for me. You are being such a good boy. Now, let's be clear. I believe in calling a spade, and I will call what I ask you to do fucking your ass, because that is what it is. Fucking your ass doesn't make you gay any more than me fucking my ass makes me gay. Think of it that way. A man willing to fuck his ass is a smart man who knows that the prostate is a source of immense pleasure for a man. I don't care if you're straight or bi or whatever other name you want to call yourself. But if you're sticking something in your ass, moving it back and forth, you are fucking your ass. And that's damn sexy. So don't feel self-conscious. Never apologize for the things that you like. I sure as hell don't. It's the principle that guides my actions every single day. And since you're my plaything, attitude. be proud of your kinky self. If you're brave enough to acknowledge your own desires and reach for your pleasure, then that will make me very pleased indeed. Okay, tangent over. Once you have your finger all the way into your ass, I want you to fuck yourself gently. Move your finger in a circular motion to encourage the muscles in your ass to loosen up. And while you're in there, give your prostate a few nudges to wake it up and invite it to the party. Good boy. Remember, your prostate's behind the wall of your ass towards the front, about 2 or 3 inches up. Kind of feels like a walnut. And for most men, having it stimulated is very pleasurable. Since I enjoy seeing my toy play with his ass and experience the pleasures of ass play, I want you to enjoy this session. When your finger is sliding easily in and out of your ass, pull your finger out and grab your toy and lube it up well. I want you to start by circling your toy around your asshole and then begin to fuck yourself nice and slowly. Don't be in a rush to get the whole thing in there, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with ass play. Gentle rocking motions in and out of your ass, going gradually deeper as you fuck back and forth, work best in my experience. Eventually, you will have your toy deep in your ass. Once you have it all the way into your ass, I want you to keep it embedded deeply inside you and turn your attention to your cock. Bet you thought I'd forgotten about him, didn't you? I want you to start to stroke your cock slowly from root to tip. I don't want you to come yet, so keep yourself on the edge. But don't let yourself go over. That's a good boy. While you're doing that, concentrate on the feeling of being stretched and filled that comes with having your ass filled with your toy as you stroke your cock. In my experience, having an orgasm with a toy in my ass makes my orgasm more intense, creates the most delicious aftershocks that linger even when my orgasm is over. Yeah, I know, I'm a girl, so it won't be quite the same for you, boy, but think about how you feel with your ass clenching and releasing your toy as your cock pulses out shots of cum. Fuck. Now, pet, I'm going to ask you to multitask, so pay attention. Lift your legs up. You can put your feet up on a piece of furniture if you're on the floor, or use the headboard if you're on your bed. Just pull them up and keep them up. I don't care. I want you to stroke your cock with the hand opposite the one you usually use. And with your other hand, I want you to fuck yourself with your toy. It's times like these that a toy with a definite handle comes in handy. The hand on your cock should be stroking firmly with a slight twist, pulling up the skin of your cock as you stroke up and then twisting the other direction on the way down. Keep your strokes nice and firm. Fuck your ass with nice, smooth strokes. Try to find a rhythm that feels good to you, incorporating stroking your cock and fucking yourself. Be careful to ride that itch, because you do not have permission to come yet. If you feel yourself getting close to the edge, take your hand off your cock. Concentrate on fucking your ass for me. You look so pretty with your legs up as you fuck yourself with that toy, stroking your cock. You may have to move your toy around a bit, but try to find an angle that lets you bounce off your prostate nicely. Lovely boy. Fuck yourself for me so good. Oh, you make such a pretty picture. Wanna fuck you myself just like that with a nice strap on. Wouldn't that feel good? Feeling my thighs brush your ass as I stroked in and out of you. Let's stroke you just as you're stroking yourself right now, keeping you on edge and wanting to come. But you wouldn't, would you, pet? You know you're here for my pleasure, not your own, don't you? When you play with me, you belong to me. You are my toy. Stroke your cock a little faster, pet. Fuck yourself with more power. Tap your prostate firmly as you fuck yourself. We're getting close to when I will allow you to come, but here's the trick, pet. I'm going to count down from 10 while I talk. You don't get to come until I reach 1. And if you miss your mark, then you are fucked. Well, not literally, of course, but you don't get to come at all. Of course you could cheat. How would I even know? But you would know, wouldn't you, pet? So, let's start counting, shall we? 10. Cup your balls when you stroke down your cock, and run your hands over them as you begin the upstroke. Focus on all the pleasure you're creating within yourself. 9. Can you feel that pleasure building up? Are you close, pet? Remember, if you have to lighten up your touch, or stop stroking your cock for a second to hold on, you need to do that. 8. Pant like a puppy if you need to. I don't care how you hold off your orgasm. I just know that I will be very displeased with my toy if you fail me in this. 7. Keep yourself on the edge, but keep fucking my ass as you wait to come. 6. Squeeze your cock nice and tight as you stroke. If you think you're getting too close, squeeze at the base of your cock to hold yourself back. Do not come, toy. 5. Are you getting impatient? Wishing I would stop talking so much between each number? Tough. You're my toy, and this is about me. 4. Say my name. Beg me for permission to come. Bella, please let me come. Keep saying it. If you say it pretty enough, maybe I will speed up. 3. Oh, I'm so close to the end, pet. Are you ready to come for me? Keep breathing. 2. Are you ready to come, pet? Ready to explode? Here it comes. 1. Come for me, pet. Show me what you've earned. And make sure to give it a taste and thank me properly. Good boy. And if you were a disobedient pet and didn't come in time, well, better luck next time.